Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and we are continuing in the third chapter of Maseches Midos. Today we are learning Mishnayos Vav and Zion. Mishnah Vav says, Hakior, the basin, haya ben ha'ulam ulamizbeach. The basin was in between the hall and the altar. U'moshach kalpe ha'darom, and it was drawn towards the south. Ben ha'ulam v'lamizbeach, esrimu shtayim ama. From the ulam to the mizbeach, from the hall to the altar, was 22 amos. Ushteim esrei malos hayosham, and there were 12 steps there. Rum mala chatzi ama, the height of each step was half an ama, so about 9 inches. The shilcha ama, and its depth or its width, the place where you would put your foot, that was an ama, that was a cubit. Ama ama v'roveit shlosh, there was a step, and then a pavement of 3 amos. Va'ama ama v'roveit shlosh, and then there was a step, and another pavement of 3 amos. Va'ha'oyona ama ama v'roveit arba, and the top level, there was a step, and then a pavement of 4 amos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha'oyona ama ama v'roveit chamesh. He says that the top level was a step, and then a pavement of 5 amos. Let's look at just a couple of Bartonuros on this. V'roveit shlosh, a pavement of 3. Malo revius hayarachva shlosh amos. So the fourth step was 3 amos wide. Verobe de katani hainu shura shal ritzpa. And the robade that the Mishnah uses the term, that means a landing. So a big piece of stair, like a floor, we call that a landing. Va'ama ama. So an ama and an ama, the next two steps, klomar, means to say, mala chamishis v'shishis, the fifth and sixth steps, ko'achas haya shilcha ama. Each one was the width or the depth of an ama. V'robeid shlosh, and then a landing of 3. Mala shvius haya rachva shlosh amos. So the seventh step was again 3 amos wide, so it was a landing. Ha'oyona ama ama v'robeit arba, and then the top level was a step of an ama, and then a landing of 4 amos. Perish, this means to say, Hamala ha'oyona shehi hamala shel shteim esrei la'achar arba malos shahaya l'kol echas ama. So the top step, which was the last of the 12, followed 4 steps of an ama each. And hamala ha'oyona ha'isa rachva arba amos ad ha'ulam. And then that top landing was 4 amos to reach the ulam. Nimsa kol hamalos tisha esre amos min harishona ad ha'ulam. So we see that it was 19 amos from the first step until you reach the ulam. V'shlosh amos rochev shal ritzpa chalka hayu min hamizbeach ad tchilas hamalos. And there was a piece of level floor, smooth floor, of 3 amos from the mizbeach, from the altar, until these stairs began. Hari esri mushtayim amos ben ha'ulam v'lemizbeach. So we see that it was 22 amos from the ulam to the mizbeach. Mishnah Zayin. Pischo she'ulam gavoa 4 ama. The door of the ulam of the hall was 40 amos tall. V'rachbo esrim ama. And its width was 20 amos. V'chamesh maltraos shel mela hayu agabav. And there were 5 decorative wooden carvings on top of them. Hatachtona odefes al hapesach ama mizeh v'ama mizeh. So the lowest of these 5 decorative carvings extended over the door, an ama on either side. So the door was 20 amos wide, so this carving was 22 amos. Shelamala mimena. Odefes aleha ama mizeh v'ama mizeh. And the one on top of that extended an ama on either side, so it was 24 amos wide. Nimtzeis ha'oyona shloshim ama. So adding an ama to either side for each of these carvings, we find that the topmost carving was 30 amos wide. V'nidbach sha'avanim hayo ben ko'achas ve'achas. And there was a layer of stones in between each level of these carvings. Let's once again look in the Bartonuro. Hatachtona, the bottommost of these carvings. Hakara hatachtona moshkeves al mashkov ha-pesach, l'rachvo shel pesach, shehu rochev esrim ama. So the lowermost of these carvings rested on top of the doorway, which, as we said, was 20 amos wide. V'hakara odefes al ha-pesach, amma mizeh v'amma mizeh, and the carving, the beam extended over the door, an amma on either side. Nimsa arka esrim ushtayim. So we see that it was 22 amos wide, or in the case of the beam, I guess it was 22 amos long. V'kara shniyah shelamalem hemena, and the second beam, which was on top of that, odefes al harishona amma mizeh v'amma mizeh. So the next beam extended an amma wider on either side. Nimsa archa esrim v'arba. So we find that beam was 24 amos long. V'hashlishis esrim v'sheish, and the next one was 26. V'haravias esrim u'shmoneh, and the next one was 28. V'chamishis shoshim. So the topmost of these five beams was 30 amos long. And there were stones, a layer of stones, ben kol achas va'achas, in between each one of them. Chamesh karos elu, these five beams, lo hayu nogos zo bezu, they didn't touch one another. El ashura shel binyan shel avanim, hayisu ben zu lazu. But rather, there was a layer of building material of stones that came in between them. All right, that is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Join us tomorrow, and we will conclude this chapter and begin Perek Daled.